From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Terry Rose reading Vital Force by Trevor Scott. Now, let's begin with the prologue. Volgograd, Soviet Union. The metal bar smashed against the side of his head, knocking Jake Adams to his knees. The wooden chair still lashed to his naked back. His face landed with a thud on the wet, moldy pavement, his eyelashes fluttering in a puddle of his own blood as his eyeballs swirled around trying to focus on anything. Anything that would let Jake know he was still alive.
"They can stop any time, Adams,"
came the harsh Slavic voice that Jake had learned to hate over the past 2 weeks.
"Just tell us what we need to know."
Jake shifted his shoulders and tried to lift his head from the cold floor. The taste of iron from his blood seeped through his teeth as he swallowed. He couldn't last much longer like this. He had eaten only stale bread and drank only filthy water during his stay along the Volga River, captured and brought to this dungeon-like basement after only 2 days in the city that had, until 20-some years ago, been known as Stalingrad. Over 14 days, he had thought he was losing his mind, envisioning ghosts of some 3 million people who had died during the Nazi siege and eventual surrender. Apparitions of his mind, he was sure, but in that dank cell he currently called home, he could almost hear the screams of horror and cries of pain from those killed in that war. Maybe the screams were his own, echoing off the thick stone walls. The Soviet GRU officer, dressed in civilian clothes, shoved the metal bar under Jake's chin and pressed down against his windpipe, bringing instant pain and cutting off his...